So the last Amud Gemara in Nun Hei Amud Aleph Amud Beis was discussing the various dinim where it's relevant to determine whether it's one big field or the two different fields. So the first issue was regarding Oida Menichse Hager Gershom Eis Meina Yoshem. The Mishnah says the Nechosim become Hefkes of Kolakaydim Zocha. If someone makes a Kinya Chazaka here, it's not kind of the other field. On the kind of the other field, if there's a das acheres makne, there's one opinion. Of course, the das acheres makne. Plus, he paid all the money. Even if there is a das acheres makne, but he's giving it b'matana to the other person, he's not paying for everything. So that was a machlokes rishonim whether the two fields are mitzdarfim. So there, it's relevant to determine whether there's one field or two. Then we get the chi of peya. The Mishnah has elam apsik and the peya, and not only. What it says in the Mishnah, these two are also, the Meitzar and the Chatzav, are also Mapsik. You need two different payas. Then there's the third Nafkimina. If the din would have been like Rav Lezer, which it isn't, Rav Lezer Shamuta, we don't pass on like Rav Lezer, so it's not relevant. But according to Rav Lezer, it's relevant. Is it one field, is it two fields? If it's a Sofik Bia as opposed to a Sofik Maga, then Rav Lezer holds that you don't say... Sofik, you don't apply the rule of Sofik to Mishusa Yochid. And then the fourth Nafkemina Ladina, where there's one Mishusa, two Rishuyas, one Rishuya is Rabbi Yossi's din. It seems like we do pass like Rabbi Yossi, that Hoytso on Shabbos, if you carry out a Chatzishir, then you carry later a Chatzishir, and the first Chatzishir is still there, is still around. If it was eaten up already, by the time you do the Hoytso on the second Chatzishir, they're not mitzvah from Yachad. The Prima Gordon wants to say that maybe that Gemara and Shabbos daf pay, that it's not, if it's eaten up already, then it's not mitzvah for the second shir. Maybe that's only by Hoytzah, because Hoytzah starts off as a malocha grua. If you do Hoytzah and a chotzi shir, the Rashbam says that it's a lack of malachas malshevis. You see the Rashbam here. On Nun Hay on the base, three lines from the bottom. The Rashbam writes, B'Shabbos malachas malshevis osra Torah. So if you carry less than a kashir, so it's a lack of malachas machshevus. So some tamir chachamim didn't pay proper attention. They made a whole machlekes Rashi and the Rashbam, which is very rare. Machlekes Rashi and Rashbam is a Rashi and Shabbos, where Rashi says chatzishir asmanator applies to malachas Shabbos. So according to the Rashbam, how can say chatzishir asmanator on Shabbos? It's a lack of malachas machshevus. They made a whole machlekes Rashi and the Rashbam. The Pashtus is the Rashbam is right. He's quoting a Gemara, black on white. It's a Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara says, the Gemara says on that Mishnah, if you carry less than a Gerg, carry less than a Shia, it's a lack of Malachas Mashevis. So the Ferishe Gemara. Let's see, in this Gemara they have a lot of cross references. Did they give you a cross reference here? No. You have to look in the here Hagos with Tziyunim. What letter is that? Letter Ches? Hagos v'tziyunim. I don't know, he doesn't get it. Anyway, it's a Gemara's one. So Rashi has to agree, even though Rashi says Chatzishir Osmanato by Malacha Shabbos, by Hoytzua, to begin with, it's a Malacha Gerua. There's no Chiddush. He didn't accomplish any change in the thing. So it really shouldn't have been a Malacha at all. So Maspik, if you have a Kashir. If you don't have a Kashir, it's a lack of Malachas Mashavis. But by other Malachas, if you did a malacha chatzishir, it is. It's chatzishir as asmanato. So that's what the Prima Gordon wants to say. That let's say by tochein, you have to be tochein a kegregris. So let's say he ground up a half a kegregris and he ate it up. Then he grinds up another half a kegregris and he eats it up. By the time he does the second chatzishir, the first chatzishir is gone already. So that Gemara that says that the first chatzishir is gone when you do the second shir. Second chatzishir, it's not mitzdarfim, that's only minigeto, it's so. That's how the Prima Gordon says. It's a good svar lachalek. It's a good svar lachalek. And this Rashbam there's no hechrech. The Rashbam disagrees with Rashi. But the Rashbam says it's enough for the Gemara in Zvachim. Yeah. So the Gemara says, within Rabbi Yosef Shita, then there were two girsas within Rabbi Yosef, Dirin Rabbi Netam, where it goes Lirshu Sachas or Mirshu Sachas. Rabbi Netam changed the girsa. The Iker, Rabbi Natam holds the Iker, Malacha Poitzos, you're taking out from the original Rishus. putting it somewhere else. If it's from two different Rishuyas Hayachid, Mirshu Sachas Mishtei Rishuyas, then it's not Mitztarfen. And the Girsa that we have is Punk Faker, the Iker Malacha of Haitzo is that you put it into the bringing it into the new Rishus, you're going to use it over there. The Pashtus is not like the Rabbein and Tam. The Pashtus is like the Girsa that we have. Depends Lirshu Sachas. Gemara says, when is Haitzo, if someone died in the house and the house is smelly, and you take the mace out and you put him outside so the house won't be smelly. So the Gemara says that's called Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. When is Haitzo Malacha Tzvicha L'Gufa? The Gemara says in Shabbos, if I take a shovel to the cemetery and I'm going to use the shovel over there, I carry a sefer to the shul and I'm going to use the sefer in the shul. So I'm going to use it over there. So the definition of the Malacha is not so much I took it out from the first Rishus. I brought it into the new Rishus. More mistabe the girsa that we have, Lirshus Achas, not Mirshus Achas, not the Ika definition of the Malacha. Not so much you took it out from its original location. It's considered a chiddush. Every malach on Shabbat has to have malachs machshavas. You have to have some chiddush. You have to have an accomplishment. The accomplishment is that the shovel in the cemetery, I can use it now. I plan to use it. So if I take the mace out because I don't want to smell up the house, that's called ein tzvicha l'gufa. If I take the mace out because I want to bury him in the cemetery, so that's tzvicha l'gufa. So you see, it's really the other girsa. The girsa that we have, lirshu sachas, makes more sense than the Rabbeinu Tam's agor. So then the Gemara had a three-way machlokes amaroim, machlokes Rabbe and Abaye and Rava. Rabbi and Abaye v'Rava. Abaye v'Rava were friends, childhood friends. They learned together as children, and later on in life they had yeshivas. They were competing with each other for talmidim. And Rabbi was older. Rabbi was the uncle of Abaye. He raised Abaye. Was an orphan, and Rabbi, his uncle, raised him. So these three Amoraim had a three-way machlokes about the details of Rabbi Yosi's sheet on the assumption that we pass like Rabbi Yosi, which we do. That what? So the only time I say these are two different Rishuyas HaRabim is if there's a Rishuyas HaYochid Mapsik in between them. But if you have a Carmelis Mapsik, Ben HaTorah, a Carmelis is considered like a Mokam Tur. So that there are only two Rishuyas. There's a Rishuyas HaYochid and there's a Rishuyas HaRabim. Everything else, it just doesn't count. Everything else is Mokam Tur. But the Rabbanan, we declared some of them become as Ptur as Carmelis and we threw Chumris on it. But on the level of the rice, the Carmelis doesn't exist. It just doesn't count. So that's the first opinion of Rabbi. Who sheish chiv chatas benet? Only if this rishus ram, this rishus ram, this rishus ayochid mapsik bentei. But if there's a makam tur mapsik, that doesn't count. And Abaye disagrees. Abaye Omar, Abaye disagrees with Rabbi. Afilu Carmelis also. What's Afilu Carmelis? On the level of the rice, the Carmelis is a makam tur. So he says, even on the level of the talking about it, didn't there rise over here? So that's what Abai said. Even if there's a makam tur mapsik b'neiyam, even if it's a makam tur, a karmelis is a makam tur on the level of the rice, it's still it's mapsik. Aval pisla lo. What does it mean, pisla? Pisla is Tosis explained. Pisla, it has a status of a karmelis, but it's a dov hamitaltel. So you're talking about the two rishuyas harabim. This of Shus Ram, this of Shus Ram, there's something mapsik b'neihem. The thing that's mapsik is a dovah hamitalpel. You can easily remove it. So that's what Abaye holds. Pisla is not a mapsik. It doesn't make, it's a dovah hamitalpel. It's not kavua. So it doesn't make it into two different Rishuyas HaRab. And Rav Amar filu pisla, even a pisla also. Kozman, you have this karmelis in between the two Rishuyas HaRab. Maybe not a dovah hamitalpel. The two Rishuyas HaRabim are considered separate. If you're Moitzi, Epigrogus to one, Epigrogus to the other, they're not Mitztar from Yachar. Okay, a three-way Machloikas. The Omar Rabbi, Rabbi the Tamei goes Lushitasa, because Rabbi said on another occasion, Rishus, Rishabbos, within Rabbi Yosei Shita, that if you carry half a Kigrogus into one Rishus HaRabim, half a Kigrogus into another Rishus HaRabim, they're not mitzvah from Yachad within Rabbi Yosi. So Rishus Shabbos is Rishus Legitin Domi. It's like, what is, Rishus Legitin is an issue of Umdina. That's a Rashi quote from the Gemara Gittin. That's really a difficulty. Pashta says Abaye has a strong taina. If you have a pislo, If you have a pislo, it's a davar hamitaltal. It's not attached to the ground. So how does that make the two rishus harabim's into separate? Because you have a davar hamitaltal in between. The davar hamitaltal is only there temporarily. It is. Sabai has a strong timing. But that's what Rabbi says. Since when you get the gittin, what do you mean by gittin? The husband, the Gemara has a drush on the pasuk. Because of Allah say bequeath in the nasam biyod, in the yoda chaser minaytam lama benasam mikol makom. If the Baal puts the cat into yadu isha, or into the chaser of the isha, it's good. What if she doesn't have any chaser? So the husband is masker his one room in his apartment to the wife, and then he puts the get in that room. So that's good. If a davshal hefke falls into an apartment which belongs to the landlord but is rented out to the tenant, so that's a machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam and the Ravid, Rashi and Tosfos and Bab Mitzir Daf Kubeis, but Chotzer is kind of the whole discussion there. So that's a machlekes Harishayim, who's kind of with the Kenya Chotzer. That's because a davshal hefke fall in, so it's up for grabs. But if somebody throws something in because he wants the tenant to be kaina, someone throws something in, there's a das makne, wants the landlord to be kaina. So if whoever he wants to be kaina will be kaina. But here we're talking, the Baal is giving the get to his wife. It's not a toss up, who's kaina the get? The Baal doesn't want to be kaina the get, he wants to give the get to his wife. So in that case, I say that since the chotzer is rented, the husband owns the chatzah, but he rented it to the wife, and he wants to give the get to the wife. So the chatzah is only taifas to get on behalf of the wife. It's not taifas for the husband. If a davishal hefke would fall in, that would be a machlok sarishayim. Who is the chatzah taifas for? Because it's up for grabs. But if there's a das makna specifically to one or the other, then the one to whom it was intended is the one who's going to be kind. So that's what Rabbi says, just like by Hilchas Gittin, it depends on Lashem Bini Adam. If in Lashem Bini Adam, the pisla is a separate entity, and then the husband said, I rent you this room for the purpose of you being kind of the get, and then accidentally he threw the get into the pisla. Instead of throwing the get in the chotzer, in the big room, he throws it into the pisla, which is not to the big room. Gemara says, the assumption is that he only rented her one room. He didn't rent to the pisla. So Rabbi said, just like in Loshem and Adam, the pisla is a separate thing. So here, by Hilchas Shabbos is also separate. The problem is, why should Loshem and Adam play a role in Hilchas Shabbos? It should depend on what the status of the karka is. And the pisla is a dava hamitalfil. So Abaye has a starke taina. I don't know. That is a good question. I have to look. I didn't look in the Rambam. Based on the tzion, it looks as if the Rambam passed like Rabbi. He rejects both Abai and Rava. He doesn't accept either. He accepts Rava. We've got to take a look in the Rama, what it says. Okay. Kosher Nikras Hashemo. Okay. Reb Merenis was a Tana. Rashi, the Rashbam, has a funny pshat. Reb Merenis, Omer Mishmo. In his name. Whose name? So Rashi, the Rashbam learns, Reb Merenis says over the name Rab Yechon. What are you talking about? Reb Merenis was a Tana. Rab Yechon was an Amira. Rav Merenis didn't know Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan was a generation later. So that's why Tosfos says, no, Rav Merenis, I'm a Mishma in the name of Rav Lezer, not in the name of Rav Yechanan. So historically, the Rashbam doesn't make sense to say, Rav Merenis, I'm a Mishma in the name of Rav Yechanan. Okay. Then the Gemara says, what is chatzuva? Rashbam is not sure whether it's a tree or a vegetable, but it grows straight down. So chatzuva, mafsik b'nichle, my chatzuva, am Rabbi Yudah Maram, shebot tichem Yeshua l'Yisrael, es ha'aretz. When he divided the land, l'shvatim and then l'mishpachas, and then l'yechidim, so he recommended they should plant chatzuva on the border, and that's going to grow straight down, not going to grow sideways. And that'll be the demarcation line between one field and the other, up until the chatzuva is mine, after the chatzuva is yours. Shine. Shabbatich Meshuvah Sarah. And the Gemara says, in Sefer Yeshua you have a listing of a lot of names of cities. So the Gemara says, Amrav, the Amrav Yud Amrav, says another statement, the name of Rav. Vamana Yeshua Ella, in Sefer Yeshua, which cities does he mention? Only Ayoros Amdus Alagvulin. Only not Ayoros Amdus Alagvulin, the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, next to the Arab countries. No, the Gvulim between one Shevet and the other. The names of the cities on the middle of Eretz Yisrael, not only on the Gvulim, on the borders between the Arab countries, between one Shevet and the next Shevet. You have to know which cities belong to which Shevet. Yared to Simon the Savak Gvulim. Then the Gemara has a very surprising statement. Amar Avinu Mashmuel, Kol Sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die, so Moshe Rabbeinu requested, Eschalan Hashem, Ebron of the Eretz Haaretz HaTeva. Moshe Rabbeinu offered hundreds of tefillos, that's what the Medrash said, the Gematria of Eschanan, over 400 tefillos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come in and enter Eretz. So the Baruch Hashem said, no. What is your, so the Gemara says, Aleil Halho Avarim Hazer Reyes Haaretz. Climb up to the top of Havavarim, you'll be able to see Eretz. So what do you accomplish by that? So the Gemara says at the end of the first perek in Soito, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have such a strong desire to live in Eretz Yisrael? Elecha mipiri over this ba'al mituva, he wanted to enjoy Olam Hazeh. The Gemara says, no, Ela, he wanted to fulfill more mitzvahs. He wanted to fulfill mitzvahs at Lisbarts, which he can't fulfill in Chutzlarts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, climb up to Har Havarim and look in Eretz Yisrael, and I'll consider it as if you fulfilled the mitzvahs. The Medrash has a comment on that. I think it's a Zohar. I think the Zohar has a comment on that. That Moshe Rabbeinu, usually when people have a medical problem, so they have to go to the doctor or go to the drugstore, they have to take some, either they rub it on the skin or they swallow a pill or they take something. If you look at the medicine, you're not going to get better. So when the Nechashan, when the people were being bitten by Nechashim Asrafim, when the people were being bitten, so you would have thought that they would need some medication to apply to the body, not to the bite. So what was the medication? So Moshe Rabbeinu put a Nechashan Nechashis on a pole, on a tall pole, and whoever was bitten by the Nechashim would look at the Nechashan Nechashis and they would get better. How did that work? So the Zohar says because Moshe Rabbeinu was such a thinking individual, when he would think about medicine, he would already get better. So that's the way he cured the people also. They looked at the Nechash and Nechoshes and they got better. So Moshe Rabbeinu was such a thinker, so when he looked at Eretz Yisrael from the top of Har Havarim, he thought about the mitzvah tlis baretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mal ani alecha ki ilu kiyamto. I'll consider it as if the Zohar puts the two together. Moshe Rabbeinu tells all the people they should look at the Nechash and Nechoshes. That works for a thinking person like Moshe Rabbeinu, or for his Talmidim who were trained like that. Similar to that was that he looks at Eretz Yisrael and is considered as if he fulfilled the mitzvahs. That Loshan HaGemara, the Gemara says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, if the man is Sava Moshe Rabbeinu Ilkonis Lois, why did he offer so many prayers to enter Eretz Yisrael? No, but he wanted to fulfill a mitzvah to his barats. So the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch on the tour, the Mefarshim Abadim with the Kasha, when we say Allah Michya, we say Nevi Shalai Mirakodesh Alein Mesech Zehem Nelcham Mipiriyam and Izbam Mituva. So why do we say Nelcham Mipiriyam and Izbam Mituva if that's not a valid reason to desire to move to Eretz Yisrael? Nelcham Mipiriyam and Izbam Mituva. So some say. Some say for Moshe Rabbeinu that's not a valid reason. For a normal person, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. The weather is nice, and I enjoy swimming in the Kinneret. You can't enjoy Olam Hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu was a big tzaddik. He wasn't interested. Lechem period with his body too. But for a normal person, it is okay. The Baal HaTanya crosses it out from the city. He doesn't have that line. Lechem period with his body too. The name of Rabbeinu Soloveitchik, they give a different explanation. When it says, "V'nei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Meheri Menu V'adleinu Nesel Samchev," "V'nochem Mi Piriyo of Yerushalayim," "V'nochem V'nizba Mi Tuvo," that refers to Kachim Kalim and Ma'ase Sheni. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go to Eretz Yisrael? "V'chalechem Mi Piriyo of Eretz Yisrael V'nizba Mi Tuvo." Why should he want to? What's a big deal to enjoy swimming in the Kinneret and to enjoy the delicious Peris Ginoiser? But if we say on Yerushalayim, Lechem Piriya V'Nizban B'Tuva, the Piriya of Yerushalayim means the Peris Ma'aseh Sheni, the Netter Revai, and the Kodesh Mekalim. So that is a mitzvah. The Achila is a mitzvah. So what does the Gemara have over here? Kol sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei al ha'ar avar mazeh. Look at all of Eretz Yisrael. His looking at Eretz Yisrael was considered as if he fulfilled the mitzvahs, because he was such a thinker. So that's what the Gemara says. The whole area, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed in the whole area of Ezechol. Kol sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Chai b'maiser, to the exclusion of what? Lapukah ma'lapukah, ken iknizi v'kadmoni. That's losi lovai. Losi lovai, the Pasuk says in Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu designated three Ari Miklot, and they didn't begin to function until after Yeshua ben Nun designated the other three in Eretz Yisrael. So then all the six were functioning. And losi lovai, the Rambam writes, that's the only mitzvah that has yet to be changed. The Pasuk says, ki yachav Hashem alakech has gibulcha, when Eretz Yisrael will be expanded till Nahar Pras, till the Euphrates, and we'll get Keni Knesi Kadmoni, so then it says, "Will be Asafta Lecha Od Shalosh Arim, O Shalosh Arim, Ala Shalosh Arim." You have to add on another three Ari Miklot. Over the years, some of the mitzvahs changed, the nature of the mitzvahs changed, and the Rambam writes that by now the only mitzvah that has yet to be changed is the six Ari Miklot going to turn into nine. Lasid Lolim. And the others were already changed. What are the others that were changed? And one is the Ksav of the Sefer Torah. We assume in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sefer Torah were written in Ksav Ivri, in a different script, a different alphabet. And when Ezra came back from Golas Babel, he changed the Ksav to Ksav Ashuris. How can he change a din in the Torah? So the Gemara says, the Rishonim explained based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, based on the pasuk, when the melech is appointed king, Moshe is told that the day will come that a Navi will tell a nevuah that Bnei Yisrael have to change the script of the letters in the Sefer Torah. That was fulfilled in the days of Ezra, when he changed the script of the Sefer Torah. What else changed? The nusach of the Brichas Hamazon changed. That originally when the Mon came down, Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first brachas on the Sakol. Then they had to thank the Chalta V'Salata V'Rachta Sashem Alakecha Al Ha'oretz HaToy V'Ashenosan L'Ochsal Ha'oretz. You only have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael after he delivers the gift. They have to Yeshua ben Nun won all the battles after the Shebesh HaKavshu, and they had control of Eretz Yisrael. So then Yeshua ben Nun composed the second bracha, Lod Olecho Al Eretz Chem D'Toy V'Chav Shev Tzisi Min Chalta L'Abisenu. And then Ha'oretz HaToivah, that's Ha'oretz. What's HaToivah? HaToivah is a reference to Yerushalayim. Ha'or HaToivah Zeva Halvonan. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yerushalayim. What aspect of Yerushalayim? So there are two aspects. One aspect, Yerushalayim is the capital. And one aspect, that Yerushalayim is the makam of the Beis HaMikdash. It's Mikdash Melech and Ir Melucha. It's both. So when David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, so he composed the first part of the third bracha. We thank you for establishing Yerushalayim as the capital. But David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't permitted by the Novi. So then Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash. So then he added on to the third bracha. Not only do we thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital, the Ir HaBira, we thank you for giving us the capital as the mokum of the Beis HaMikdash. Then HaToiv HaMeitiv, that's Lav Derais. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and Yerushalayim is neither the capital nor there was no government, there was no Jewish government, and there was no Beis HaMikdash. So the Chachamim after the Churban changed the text of the Birchas Hamazon. So we say Rachim no, have Rachmanis on Yerushalayim, have Rachmanis on the Mokam HaMikdash, have Rachmanis on the capital. when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, we're not going to say Rachim no. We'll say thank you for giving us the capital. Maybe we should say that. We should say thank you for giving us the capital. And we should say, when the Beis HaMikdash will build, we'll say thank you for giving us the Beis HaMikdash. So that's another mitzvah that changed over the years. All the mitzvahs that were going to be changed already changed. And the Rambam says the only one mitzvah that has yet to be changed is the nine Ari Miklot. And it's not a violation of what the Rambam quotes as one of Yud Gimel Ikra HaEmunah, that the laws of the Torah are immutable. The laws of the Torah never change. But this says in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu himself said like that in the Torah. The Gemara said the first daf in Ha'oril, that's daf Ayin in Yevamos. Gemara says, when the mitzvah of Mila was given to Avraham Avinu, he was only given Mila, he wasn't given Priya. Mila means you only have to cut off the thick layer of skin around the Eber HaZachrus, But then there's a thin membrane. So from the days of Avraham Avinu until the days of Yeshua ben Nun, the Mila was finished by cutting off the Orla. And then Yeshua ben Nun was given a din that from now on, the mitzvah of Mila is changed. So they said it must have been a halacha Moshe Messina. Moshe Rabbeinu must have told him it's going to be changed. Otherwise, they should have given Yeshua the death penalty. He should be considered a Novi Hashem. He's telling us that the Baal Shem changed the nature of the mitzvah. So we assume that it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So these are some of the mitzvahs that changed over the years. The nature of Mila and the Nusach of the Birchas HaMazon. Yeah. And the Ari Miklat, that has yet to be changed. So what does it say over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu from Tap Alei Al-Har HaBar Mazareis HaOretz. So that whole area is Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisus. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu desired to go there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's okay, you're such a good thinker. You go on top of Har HaBarim and look at Eretz Yisrael, I'll consider it as if you fulfilled the mitzvahs. But to the exclusion of Keni Knizi Kadmani, sounds like Lo'asid Lovoi, Ki Yachav Hashem Elokechaz Gevulcha, Keni Knizi Kadmani will also be endowed with Kedushas HaOretz, but there won't be a mitzvah of Trumas HaMaisus. Why not? There won't be a mitzvah. Very strange Gemara. There won't be a mitzvah of Trumas HaMaisus. So the Mishlam Melech has a little sefer on Agadita. It's called Parashas Drachmi. It has a whole chapter on this. So he quotes those who interpreted like this. It says, "Le'ilat Kohenim Levim Chelik V'Nachla in Eretz Yisrael." The Kohanim and the Levim, Ishi Hashem Hu Nachalosim. The Kohanim get the Karbonas, and the Levim don't get a share. They get Ori Halvim. They get Memches Ori Halvim. But because they don't have any field, and they don't have any way of making panasa, so we're mechayev to give them Ma'aserishin. Give Ma'aserishin to Levim, and they have a chav tablet matnas kuna to the Kohanim. La'asi lava, when we will expand Eretz Yisrael, and it'll include Keni Knizi Kadmoni till Nahar Pras. So there are those Meforshim who assume that when they'll divide that extra area, Keni Knizi Kadmoni, the Kohanim and Levim will get a share. So if they're going to get a share, so there's no mitzvah to give them Trumas HaMaisus, why should we give? If they have Ein Lam Chelik Ba'aretz, if the Kohanim and Levim don't get a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael, so how are they going to exist? They have to have food to eat. So you have to give Memches Ori Halvim to the Levim. You have to give Trumas HaMaisus to the Levim and the Kohanim. But if Keni Knizi Kadmoni, they will get a share, on the assumption they will get a share, so then there shouldn't be any Chiyuv to give Trumas HaMaisus there. That's what the Mishlam Melech discusses. Does that make sense? That's what it sounds from the Gemara. That's what it sounds like. The exclusion of Keni Knizi Kadmoni. What exactly is Keni Knizi Kadmoni? So that's what the Gemara has different versions. But I'll call upon him. One of the versions is Asya Aspamya. That right now, our discus, Asya Aspamya, Achutz Loretz, and the day will come in the future, that Asya Aspamya and Adiskus will be included in Kedusha Sa'aretz. The Taisus in the first parak in Gittan, Dav Ches Taisus quotes from the Sifrei commenting on the Pasik, I think it's the last Pasik in Parshas Ekev, called Mokham Shatidrach Kavrar Lechem Bo Lechem Desativ. So the word Kol is Marbe. Kol Mokham means any location in Chutz Lords that the Jewish armies, sponsored by the Jewish government and Eretz Yisrael, any location that the Jewish armies will conquer on behalf of Klal Yisrael will also be endowed with Kedusha Sa'aretz. That's called Aratzus HaNesofas. Over and above the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Aratzus HaNesofas also have a Kedusha. So that's going to be Keni Knizi Kadmoni Lasi Lola. So in Aratzus HaNesofas, that's when Shlomo Melech quotes those who say that the Din Lo'il HaKadim Alvim Chelik V'Nachlo, that's only in Eretz Yisrael proper or in Eivra Yardei they didn't get. But Lo Sid Lo B'Keni Knizi Kadmoni, that they will get. So if they will get, so there's no need to have Trumas HaMaisus. Yes, here Tosis has a kasha. Here the Gemara assumes that Asya, somewhere in Asia, Asya is Dino Kechutz Lords now. It's not yet, we didn't reach the day that it's been included in Eretz Yisrael. So Tosis has the kasha. There's a story in Sanhedrin Daf Chavav that if you Amoraim have a Ka'azel Yerab Hashana Ba'Asya, if it's the same place, here Asya is spelled with an Aleph, there it's spelled with an Ayin. Is it the same place? I don't know. It assumes that it's the same place. So they're bothered with the Kasha. Here the Gemara says, Asya is Chutz Lords now. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you can't make Kiddush HaChodesh Yerib Hashana B'Chutz Lords. Eim Abimus Elab Yehuda. So Yehuda, Eretz Yehuda. Eretz is divided into three eras, Yehuda, Golol, and Eber HaYarden. So Yehuda is a whole section in Eretz Yisrael. But so Yehuda is not Me'akev B'Yevin, but Eretz is Me'akev B'Yevin. So they ask, how can they be Ma'abes Hashana in the city Asya? The Halacha says in the end of Brachas, the next to the last daf in Brachas. You can only be Mekadosh the Chodesh and Ma'abed Hashana in Eretz Yisrael. Unless you're like Rabbi Akiva, the Lo Hiniach Kemoisei Ba'aretz, if he was the undisputed greatest Talmud Chacham of that generation, Rabbi Akiva was it, then he has the right to be Mekadosh the Chodesh Ma'abed Hashana, Afila B'chutz La'aretz. But those who went to Asya to be Ma'aber, they were not the undisputed Gedolei Hador. So that's Tosfos Kasha. How can they be Ma'abed Hashana in Asya if Asya is Chutz La'aretz? So what is Tosfos' answer? That Gemara that says they were Ma'abed Hashana doesn't mean they declared Shana Zutei Mu'beres. They did the Cheshbonos. They did the Cheshbonos. Why? Because it says that was a Shemitah year. The story there says somebody was doing Avodas HaKarka as they were traveling to Asya. Asya is in Chutzlas. As they were going through Eretz Yisrael, somebody was violating some of the laws of Shemitah. And the rabbis that were going to be Ma'abed Hashana didn't say anything. So one of them was upset. You're a bunch of kalim. You're not medaktik and mitzvah. Why don't you give the guy over the head? Why do you just walk by? You should give musa. You should give tochacha. So you see that this story occurred. They were going to be Ma'abed Hashana shnas haShemitah. So it's hard enough to observe. It's difficult to observe Shemitah for 12 months. You're going to make it 13 months. So that doesn't make any sense. This year is a Shas HaShemitah, and it is a Shana Mu'beres. Because today everything is kakai. We have a Luach Kavua. But in the days of the Gemara, till the days of Abai Barabbah, they didn't have a Luach Kavua. So they had to decide every year whether they're going to make the Shana Mu'beres or not. So the Gemara says, you don't make a Shas HaShemitah Shana Mu'beres. It's difficult enough to observe Shemitah for 12 months. You don't make it a year of 13 months. You have the Chumras of Shemitah for another month. So how come they were Ma'abed Hashana and Shemitah? The answer is no. They weren't Ma'abed. They were making the Cheshbonos that next year or 2 years from now, it's going to be Shana Mu'beres. They weren't Ma'abed Hashana then. They were making the Cheshbonos. You can make them Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, what kind of a din is that you can't be the Kaddish, the Chodesh, and Chutz La'aretz? Why not? The Mishnah says at the end of the first parak in Makkah, Sanhedrin, Hegus, Bein Boaz, Bein B'chutz Lords. If the people have smicha, you can only receive smicha in Eretz Yisrael. But once you receive smicha in Eretz Yisrael, then you travel to Chutz Lords, the smicha doesn't evaporate. The smicha is still good. So why can't you convene a Bezdin of Chutz Lords Bein Mekadosh Chadosh Ma'abar Shonim? So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs gives an explanation. He writes that the Ikat Siruf of Klal Yisrael consists of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the reason why you can only do Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibra Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, because Yibra Hashanah and Kiddush HaChodesh is really done by Klal Yisrael. So the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael represents Klal Yisrael. And it's only the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam adds on, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know Arabic, so those of us that don't know Arabic, so we use the Hebrew translation of the Sefer HaMitzvah. So in the Hebrew translation, it says the following, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that Klal Yisrael would never disappear. Klal Yisrael will always exist. So if there's going to be a Shoah, where they're going to wipe out millions of Jews, and there'll be millions of Jews surviving a Chutz La'aretz, and no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, then the Rambam writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu violated his promise. he promised that Klal Yisrael would continue to exist. All the Jews in Chutz La'aretz are not called Klal Yisrael. They're considered Yechidim. So the Rama says there were always Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. There were always Jews. And there, those 10 Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, that's the Klal Yisrael. Even though 99.99% of the Jews live in Chutz La'aretz, all the Jews in Chutz La'aretz are Yechidim, and those, that minion of Jews that live in Eretz Yisrael, they constitute the Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I think it's Mitzvahs Kuf Nun Gimel. Usually he has Bekitzah, the minion of Mitzvah, he writes briefly, but here he has a long Arichas because he's fighting against the Karaites. Karam didn't believe in Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Ariya, so he writes what our tradition has it. So the Avnei Nezer was a Chassidish Rebbe, Zohar Tshuva Rebbe, who died around 100 years ago, the early 1900s. So he has Tshuvas. So he has Chelek Arachayim, there are two volumes. So the first two Tshuvas in the second volume are on Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. He covers all of Hilchas, the beginning of Arachayim till the end of Hilchas Shabbos and Erev in the first volume of the Avnei Nezer, and the second volume begins with Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. So the first two Tshuvas there, he talks about this Rambam. And he says the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaKuf Nun Gimel, where he writes that the Tziruf of Klal Yisrael consists of those who live in Eretz Yisrael, is Lishitosa, what he writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis and Bchoris on Daf Chav Tes. The Mishnah happens to mention there in Bchoris that Rab Tarfon had smicha. And therefore, because he had smicha, Tolo Yishalmo. He made a mistake in a Psak Halacha. There was a Shaila if you have a female cow and they cut out the whole Beis HaRechem and then they shed the cow. So I think in Egypt when they used to sell female cows, they didn't want anybody else to reproduce their cows. So before they would sell it to you, they would cut out the whole Beis HaRechem so the cow couldn't have any children, couldn't have any blood. So Rav Tarfon thought if you cut out the Beis HaRechem, the whole animal is a treifa. And then they told him, no, it's not a treifa. So he passed him once it's a treifa. And they said they should feed it to the dogs. So they lost a lot of money because Rav Tarfon paskened incorrectly. It was Roy Lachila Sodom. So Rav Tarfon said, "Woo, I'm going to have to pay. Holcha chamorcha Tarfon. They're going to make me pay. I don't have so much assets. They're going to take my chamor to pay for the pora that I said hechilu leklov. I said they should feed it to the dogs. So they told Rav Tarfon, no, pot derato, you don't have to pay because you have smicha. And one has smicha, the din is told lo yisham. So that's a whole sugi in Sanhedrin. Why is that so? What kind of a din is that? Just to say, Bikitsa, the Ramban has, and the Torah Sa'od, the Ramban was a doctor for Parnassus, so the Ramban wrote a whole book that's called Torah Sa'odom. What are the dinim, what are the gemaras that a doctor has to know in treating the sick? So when the baby is born, what should you do? What are you allowed to do on Shabbos? What malachas are you permitted to do on Shabbos when you deliver a baby? And then what if the baby gets sick later? What are you allowed to do? What you're not allowed to do? And what's the din if the doctor didn't succeed in saving the patient's life? So what's the din of Tumas Koyanim? What's the din of Shiva? Shloshim, the din of Avelus, has all the Hilchas Avelus in the Torah Sa'odim. So the what I mentioned, the Torah Sa'odom, I remember the Ramban has on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ramban has on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He disagrees with a lot of things the Rambam says. So the Rambam says there was always a minion of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was never emptied out from every single Jew, because if there wouldn't be any Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu violated his promise that the Jewish people would never disappear. There's a pasuk in one of the haftarahs, pasuk in Navi. So the Rambam says, Bnei Yisrael, the nation of the Jewish people, is only those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Those who live in Chutz La'aretz are ki yechidim. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. He said there's a beferish gemara that there were 50 some odd years where there are absolutely no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael at all after the Churban Bayis Rishon. How can the Rambam say like that? So the Ramban disagrees with that Rambam, but that's what the Rambam writes over there. So the Avnei Nezer puts together the two Rambam. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and Bechoros and Daf Chavtes, that you can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael, because the Ikar Tzirf of the Jewish people is those who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Mitzarif is the national homeland. Eretz Yisrael is the national homeland of the Jewish people. So those who live in Eretz Yisrael are part of the nation. Those who live in Chutz Lord, they relate to Eretz Yisrael. So it's a secondary level, but the Ikar Tzirf of Kol Yisrael are those who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam holds that smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael, because it's not a private affair. I have smicha and I want to confer smicha to my Talmud. No, I'm conferring smicha. I have smicha. I'm representing all of Klal Yisrael by giving smicha to my Talmidim. But if I'm in Chutz Lord, then I don't represent Klal Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael. Where did the Rambam get to? He explains that's the din by Eimar Abbas Hashanim b'Chutz Lord. It can't be Mekadosh L'Chodesh Ma'abed Hashanim b'Chutz Lord, because Klal Yisrael does it, and you can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael because smicha is done by the tzibur. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yishuv ben Nun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "Tzivisa osa li'einehem," you should confer the smicha in the presence of Klal Yisrael. Everyone should be watching. Why should they be watching? Because he's giving the smicha to Yishuv ben Nun, is representing Klal Yisrael. "Tzivisa osa li'einehem." So where did the Rambam get this idea from, that only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael have the status of the Tzibur? So the Rambam there in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Bechoros and Daf Chavtes quotes a Gemara in Horius, in the beginning of Horius. The first paragraph of Horius talks about the din of Parhel and Dovish al Tzibur. If the Bez Nagorol had made a unanimous vote, they all made the same mistake. They allowed a certain Isakoris. And then the Rav of the Tzibur, 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael violated the Issa because of mistaken psak of the Bez Nagaru. So instead of requiring that each and every individual person should bring chatos, a kizbo sira, because they ate chametz b'pesach, because Bez Nagaru said it's mutter, or they are machal Shabbos because Bez Nagaru said something is mutter, so the Bez Nagaru brings the parhel and the tzim, and everybody gets a kapur. So the Gemara says, when it comes to the Bez Nagaru making a shigegas haruah, aloichach haroi v'yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. Depends on 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael violated the Issa. Why only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael? Because the Pasuk says, when Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara, and Horius quotes the Pasuk in Malachim, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, it says, masses of people came to celebrate Kohel Gadol, a very big multitude of people from the northernmost point, is the southwestern point, Nacha Mitzrayim, is Vadi Al Arish. So that's Kol Godol. So the Gemara, you see from that pasuk in Sefer Melachim, it's only called Kohol. Those who live in Eretz, those who live in Chutz are not called Kohol. So the Gemara said that's relevant to, that's why B'hairo Halocha Acharob Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. When you only chayp parhel and dovish al tzibur, if the roiv al tzibur violated the issa because of the mistake of psak of the Bez Nagaru, the roiv al tzibur should be Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't count the roiv al tzibur should be chutz lanz. So that's where the Rambam got this idea from. But the Rambam has it in both places. The Rambam has it when he gets to Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashana b'chutz lanz. That's in the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's Sesi Kuf Nun Gimel, and he has it in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Bechoros on Daf Chavtes when he gets to conferring smicha b'chutz lanz. Rav Soloveitchik applied it also to an additional case. We paskan l'alocha, that's the previous tesis. Here, the previous tesis on Nun Vav and Aleph talks about the machlokes. In the days of Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avinu, "Kum hasalach baruch l'orka l'rachba kiluchay tinan," and walk around the borders and you'll acquire ownership of Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael didn't have kedusha yet till the days of Yishua ben Nun. It took 14 years. Shevish Hakav, Shevish Hachilku. So that was the kibush of Eretz Yisrael by the Jewish army was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. So that took 14 years because the Chalukah was the Gemara of the kibush. So then the Gemara has a machlokes Satanai was the kedusha Rishonah. Kedusha Rishonah means in the days of Yishua ben Nun, was it Batla at the time of Churban by his Rishon, or should be assumed kedusha Rishonah was Kitchel Lasilava? Eretz Yisrael continued to have kedusha during the 70 years of Golas Bavel, and afterwards the kedusha continued. So we assume Halacha LaMaisa kedusha Rishonah was Batla, and when they came back in the beginning of the Baisheni period, there were Habik Rachim Tosis quotes it in that previous Tosis. There were Harbi Krachim, there were areas, there were cities. Shukov Shadim and Sarim, Lakosha Oli Bovil. So they didn't have a Kedusha Shnia, so they didn't have the mitzvahs of Tfilas Baretz, because the Kedusha B'Shoinim was Bovil. But there was an opinion that we don't accept that the Kedusha B'Shoinim was Kitcha Lasi Lovai. Regarding the Kedusha Shnia, that's also not like this, whether at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, was the Kedusha Shnia Baretz also Bovil or not. That's a machlokes, a big machlokes in the Gemara, and a machlokes in the Rishonim as well. The Sefer HaTruma, we mentioned him, he gave him honorable mention yesterday when we spoke about Chodesh B'chutz Lords. So the Sefer HaTruma is Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal HaTos. Rabbeinu Baruch is the one who paskins Kedusha Shni was Batla. At the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, the Kedusha Tzoretz vanished into thin air, just like at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, Kedusha Tzoretz was Batla. Most of the Rishonim hold not like the Rabbeinu Baruch. Oh, that Kedusha Shniyah was Kitcha Lasi Lava. Why should there be a difference between Kedusha Vishayin and Kedusha Shniyah? Why should Kedusha Vishayin was Batla and Kedusha Shniyah is Loi Batla? So the Rambam gives a famous explanation, Perek Vav, in Hilchos Beis HaBchira. He says the Kedusha Vishayin rested on the Kibush. So when the Babylonian army has conquered Eretzov and the Jewish people at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, so the Kibush of Eretzov was undone. So since the Kedusha Rishonah was brought about through the Kibush, and the Kibush was undone, so it's like yanking out the carpet from underneath, so the Kedusha Rishonah disappeared. But the Kedusha Shniyah, there was no Jewish government at all until the days of the Hashmonaim. That was several centuries later. Hashmonaim were 204 years or so before the Churban Bayis Sheni. That was way later. So what was the Mekadosh of the Kedusha Shniyah? So it was something other than Kibush. The Rambam had to make up a word, so he says chazoke. We're not sure exactly what he means with chazoke, whatever it means, but it's not kibush. So the Rambam says, since the Mikdash the second time around was not kibush, so it wasn't undone, it wasn't overturned when the kibush was undone, because the first years there was no kibush at all, and still that kedusha starts. So that's what we assume, that the kedusha shniyah was le batla, kedusha rishonah was batla at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, kedusha shniyah was le batla. Okay. Very good. What's the next Mishnah? Next Mishnah. Cheskes Habatim, the machzik has to be eating the peris for 3 years in a row. So you have, the Gemara says he has to have two Edim who are going to testify that he was eating the peris. Who's going to know that he was eating peris? And the Gemara says, Shivivi. Gemara said at the beginning of the parak, the neighbors will be able to testify to the best of our knowledge. It looked like the guy was eating peris for 3 years. So what if the neighbors changed? What if the first year there were a bunch of farmers, and then they moved to a different location? The second year there were different farmers, neighbors, and the third year different farmers. So that's a machlokes hatanan. So Rabbi Akiva holds that it's not a birur. It's a good cheskes habatim, but it's not a birur. You have to have the same witnesses testifying on all 3 years, because it's a din, a pasuk that says, "Al pishnei edim, al pishlosh edim, yokum dover." The two psukim in Dvarim, one pasuk, "Al pishnei edim, shlosh edim, yomas ameis." One pasuk goes, "Amamenes, al pishnei edim, shlosh edim, yokum dover." So that's only dover, but like chotzi dover. If the edim say, "We saw achilas peris 1 year," and the next pair of Edom said, "We saw Achilles Peres the next year." And the third pair said, "We saw Achilles Peres the third year." Rabbi Kiva holds that it's no good. We don't pass him like Rabbi Kiva. We pass him like the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't even quote Rabbi Kiva. The Braisa quotes. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. That's the Din Kasha Zamam. Is the strange Rashbam over here? What is he mitzin v'loy kasha rasa? What does he write that for? That's a din in the Gemara, kasha zama. Hargoin the harogim. That's a mishnah in the first parak in Makkos. If the Bezdin already gave the death penalty to the person, and after they gave the death penalty, then we mazim the pair of edim. So that's a din. You don't punish the edim with kasha zama. Because only if the person is still alive. Once he's dead already, so there's no punishment of kasha zamam. That's the question. There's no punishment of kasha zamam, or we don't believe the second pair of edim at all. You don't punish them, but you pasul them la'edus because you assume that they lied. We believe the second katu amazim them. So the first pair of edim are a bunch of liars, so they pasul la'edus, but you don't punish them. Or maybe it means you don't even have the chiddush din that you accept the mezimim, you take their word for it. That's a big question. How far do you go? Kasha zama olai kasha ros. But what did the Rashbam put it in over here? Kasha zama olai kasha ros. That's a question. But you look here, then Mokiyes and Kod Sari Itva. That on this Mishnah. Taisvis in Taisvis in Makis says that din kasha zama olai kasha rosa only applies to Malkus and to Misa, doesn't apply to Mammon. Because Mammon is Efshe B'Hashava. You can give the money back, so it's never called Kasher Osam. So the Nebuki Yosef on our Mishnah quotes the Ritva who disagrees. He thinks that Kasher Zomer like Kasher Osam even applies to Mammon as well. So that's a Shaila. If it applies to Mammon, so you can never give Kasher Zomer. Because the Mishnah says in Makkos, you only give the punishment of Kasha Zalman if Nigma Din Al Piham, if the Bezdin was Goyma Din based on the first pair of Edim, and then we're Mazim then. But if we're Mazim then before the Gmar Din, then there's no punishment of Kasha Zalman. So once the Bezdin makes a Gmar Din and Dini Mamanis, so it's already Kasha Rasa. They declare that the Karka belongs to the other person. They already gave a Gmar Din. Then you're mazim them. So it's always got to be Kasher Rasa. So when is it Kasher Rasa by Mominus? It's questionable. How do you deal with this ritual? Anyway, but we don't know why the Rashbam puts in that Din Kasher Rasa. So irrelevant. He's not taking a stand on that issue. He's not saying what the ritual said. Anyway, that's what the Gemara discusses here. This machlokes is Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Asnis and Leika, Rabbi Akiva the Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafto. His father's name was Chalafto. So he's not allowed to call his father by his first name, but you're allowed to call him Abba Chalafto. My father, Rabbi Chalafto. He says, Kisholach Abba Chalafto, it's Rabbi Yechaminui, Lil Matura. When my father went to learn by the other Tana, and another version has it, Fakir, when Rabbi Yechaminui went to learn Torah by my father, it's Abba Chalafto, Lil Matura, whatever. So he said, what's the din if you have three different pairs of Edim? Amaloi, it's a good cheskas habatim, and Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva chalik v'dosh, Rabbi Akiva aimer, dova v'lechotzi do. Ha-posik, al-pishnei Edim, al-pishlei she'edim, yokum, dova v'lechotzi do. If the Edim are only made on less than 3 years, that's a chotzi do. V'egma v'rabbanon. But we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. We accept the din in the Mishnah, so what do we do with that posik? Dover v'leichotzi dover. The Gemara somehow assumed that they agree that there is a din of dover. They could have said they don't darshan the pasuk. They don't understand that diuk like that. Dover v'leichotzi dover. The Gemara assumes not so. That everybody agrees dover v'leichotzi dover. They just argue on the application. What case is called the dover v'leichotzi? So the Gemara asks, Rabban, hai dover v'leichotzi dover, hai abdelei. What are they darshan with it? If you should say that it comes to exclude the following, case. Lemute, an interesting Gemara. To establish that somebody is bar mitzvah, by a boy and by a girl, you have to have shonim v'siman. The girl has to be 12 years old, the boy has to be 13, that's shonim. And then, that's a din machlokes hatanaim. What age does a boy and a girl become bar mitzvah? So the Gemara says, because, Vayivan Hashem Elokim Esatzela. Vayivan means binyan, miloshim binyan. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Miloshim bina, bina yisera nasan hakadosh baruch hu leisha yosem ibaish. The women mature at an earlier age, so therefore the girls become bas mitzvah at the age of 12, and the boys become bar mitzvah at the age of 13. There are some conservative and reform Jews where they feel that this is discrimination against the women, so they celebrate the girls bas mitzvah at the age of 13. How is that discrimination against the women? Discrimination against the men? They say the men are stupid, but the girls are more intelligent. They become bas mitzvah a year earlier. So they celebrate the girls bas mitzvah at the age of 13. Yeah, why did the rabbi say, what is 12, what is 13? It corresponds to the growth of the brain. The girl's brain normally reaches its maximum size when the girl is 12, and the boy's brain reaches it doesn't reach the maximum degree of understanding. At the age of 12, the age of 13, the brain is the biggest size it's going to be. It's not going to get bigger, but they understand better as the years go on. But the size of the brain reaches its peak by a girl at the age of 12, by a boy at the age of 13. It corresponds to something in reality, something in biology. So the din is you have to have shanim v'simanim. Simanim is you have to have shtei sairis. Where the shtei sairis? So the shtei sairis have to be be'eva ha'erva, be'kresa, be'kresa, or be'gaba. Where's be'gaba? A different part of the body, be'gaba, on the back. If you have hair growing over here, that's a simon that there's hair growing on the eva ha'erva also. So if a woman is a ktana, so kotna ktana can't do chalitza. Next week they say it's going to be a chalitza. The bezna and the yeshiva is going to make a chalitza next week. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk, kocha yosa lisha sheli yivta is besoch v'ish. Ish prat v'kotna, that the yovam has to be bar mitzvah. So you have to know that the yovam, see if he has a beard growing, so we see that if he has hair growing over here, has hair growing over here, then he certainly has hair growing over there also. But if he doesn't have any hair growing, then someone has to check to see that he has shtei sairis. Then the Gemara said, then the Mishnah says, makshinen ish aliyish. By the Yavama never says, by the Yavama it says, kach yas aliyish, ish prat b'kotten. The Yavama has to be bar mitzvah. By the Yavama, it never says beferish, and the pasuk has to be a gedola. It's makshinen ish aliyish, we assume it's a hekesh. So Tosfos there has two opinions. One opinion, one gives, and the Mishnah has it that the old din makshin yish aliyish is only mid the rabbanon. Maybe the yavama has to be a bas mitzvah, is only mid the rabbanon. But that's the question. The yavama was married for some years; she never had any children. Maybe she doesn't have shtei sairis. Maybe she's still a ketana. Ketana can't be moiled. You have to figure out: is the girl a gedayla? If the yavama, whose husband died and she never had any children, she's a ketana, then you can't do chalitza. You have to wait till she becomes a gedolah. If she doesn't become a gedolah, so you don't do the chalitza. You don't need any chalitza. You don't need any chalitza. So that you can't do the chalitza. You can't do the chalitza. So that's a whole issue. That's a whole issue. What you're going to have to, and let's say when you establish that a boy is bar mitzvah, you ask the boy, do you have shtei sairis or do you have to have two edim? So the Sifrei says on that pasuk, kocha, how does it say? Lo yakam erecha b'ish l'cholav en l'chol chattas b'chol chet ha-shiyechta al pi shnai meirim al pi shloish erim yom es nameis lo yom as al pi eid achod. So the pasuk b'shat in the pasuk, lo yakam erecha b'ish l'cholav en l'chol chattas b'chol chet ha-shiyechta and eid achod is not believed to say someone did an aver to punish him. So the Sifrei has on that pasuk, it's in the middle of Shoiftim probably, I forgot already where it is. So that on that pasuk, so the Sifrei darshan liyokim erechad beish, and erechad is not believed to say that the fellow is a bar mitzvah. You have to have two edim. You have to have two edim. Like a dovish abiyar, we consider a dovish abiyar. So you have to have two edim to say that a girl is a bas mitzvah also. So you have to have two men check the girl's body to see if she has shtei sairis. That's embarrassing. So the Gemara says, there's a ruba de leisa kamon. Kol shehigia l'chlal shonim, hegia l'chlal simonim. By girls, we assume if the girl is already 12, the ruba is, she probably has shtei sairis. It's a question whether that carries over to boys also or not. Do we assume that every roiv of the boys who reach the age of 13 have shtei sairis or not necessarily so? But the Gemara says that by girls. So the Gemara said, because you have this ruba de leisa kamon, the probability, the likelihood it is, kol shegila chlal shonim, gila chlal simonim. So that's why we're makel, that if we ask a woman to check out the yavama, and she says the girl has hair on her, that part of her body, then we believe the woman, because we really know on our own, even without checking. The checking is lechumra. We assume on our own she probably has shtei sairis. I remember once there was a chalitza, so my father was explaining everything. My father used to do gitna chalitza. My father was explaining everything to the student. He asked permission of the yavam and the yavama that we should have students from the yeshiva watch. Some people don't want the outsiders watching. So they gave permission. So my father was explaining everything in English. Then my father wanted to say that we don't have to check over here because the woman is obviously, the woman is, was in her 60s. A lot of times the woman is in her 70s or 80s. So once a person reaches the age of 35, that's called Hichgil Achlal Reif Shneisov. Because the Pasuk is the Meshon is saying about Hem Shivim Shana. If a person lives 70 years, that's a full life. So if a person is a Gil, the Reif Shneisov, if a person reaches the age of 35, that's he's over the hill already. That's a Gil, the Reif Shneisov, so he becomes honorary bar mitzvah. So my father said that part in Yiddish. He didn't want to say it in English. He said, we don't have to be Baidik to see whether the woman has Shtei Sarus, because she's obviously well over 35 years old. She looked like she had gray hair. She looked like she was in her 70s or something. So there's no need to check over there. But unfortunately, sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, they have, unfortunately, very young almanas. Husbands are killed in the army, a terror attack or something. And then they need chalitza, unfortunately. So then the Gemara said, then the practice is, we ask women to check, I ask our mother to check to see if she has Shtei Sarus. And then we believe her. We believe the mother because we know on our own that she probably has a Shtei Sarus. Yeah.
Why is she not dead on Alatma? Why someone else?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Good question. Why do you have to be Baidik? Mm-hmm. Could be the whole thing is only a Chumra in the Rabbanah. Maybe Menatara, she is Nemenis on herself. Could be. Could be. So again, according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva is very machmer. If you have three different sets of Edom to constitute Cheskel Abatim, that's Dova V'lechotzi Dova. We don't accept his opinion. So according to us, what do we do with the Pasuk Dova V'lechotzi Dova? Gemara says it goes on Shtei Sarus. What does it apply? Which case? What's the case? Dova L'chotzi Dova, my Abdelei. I Leima, if you should say the Mute, Echad Oima Achas B'Gaba. Echad Oima Achas B'Kreisa. One Eid Echad says, I saw one Seor in one location. The other Eid Echad says, I saw one Seor in another location. So that's not Dova L'chotzi Dova, that's a Chotzi Eidus. You have two Eidim, each one only says that there's one Seira. So you don't have two Eidim on Shtei Sarus. Each one only says, I saw one Seor. So that's a chatziyedus. Two edim say, I saw shnayim achas bekreisa on the ebaho erva, shnayim achas begabo on another part of the body. So that's no good. That's dova v'lechotzi dova. So the Rif raises the question over here, as a long arichas in the Rif here, that the Goinim raised the question. Why is that different from the case of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, Dova lechotzi dova, so if you have three different sets of witnesses on the Sholosh Nechazok, it's not acceptable. And the Chachamim disagree, so why is this any different? So there are four famous answers on the question. So the Rif has two answers blended in together, and the Balamor has a whole attack against this doesn't have the Rif. This Gemara. So the Balamor has a long piece over here. He says, what if the Rif blend together two different answers? They don't blend in together. So one answer the Rif gives is that the reason why it's no good by Shtei Sarus, because the Shtei Sarus have to be B'makam Echad. That's a discussion in Maseches Nidam, Perek Bo Simen, when the Mishnahis talk about Shanim V'Simonim. At what age does a boy, does the girl become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, 12, 13, all machlekes is there. So there the Gemara has a machlekes, do the Shtei Sarus have to be b'makam echad or not? So the Rif has one pshat, that's what the Pasuk teaches you. Chatzi dover v'lechatzi dover, Shtei Sarus have to be b'makam echad. So it's very doichik, how does it fit in? Dover v'lechatzi dover, it sounds like there's something wrong with the Eidus. This is something wrong with the Shtei Sarus. That doesn't seem to be the pshat. Then the Rif gives another answer, but he blends the two in together as if it's one answer. They don't blend in. That's Balamor's time. They don't blend in at all. So the Rif gives another answer. That's the answer that Taisa says. Here, the Taisa says, so they quote the Rashbam has a pshat to answer that question of the Rif. And Taisa, on the last two lines, gives a different answer. Aval Pisha, the last two lines. Avosh, Avoshnaim Berishayna, if two Edom say on the first year, two Edom on the second year, two Edom on the third year, Aval Pishayn Edus Moyel Le'inyan Chazoke, Ekomokom Nafkemina Be'edusim L'shlumei Peiri. The Gemara says, let's say a person claims he has a cheskes habat and is eating peiris here for 3 years. So Bezin says, bring the witnesses. He looks around for witnesses. He only gets witnesses who testify that he ate peiris for 2 years. So there's not a cheskes habatim. So we assume he's a ganav. We award the field to the Murakama. We give back the field. And the witnesses who said that he was eating peiris the first 2 years, we accept their testimony to make the machzik, make him pay for the geneva. He was eating peiris on the other guy's field for 2 years. So the witnesses who say that he ate peiris the first year, even if he only had for 1 year, we accept the witnesses. It'll be relevant. It may be relevant to make the ganav pay for the achilas peiris. It may turn out that it'll be relevant for Keret, that he's not a ganav. If we'll get witnesses for the second year, for the third year, then you have 3 years, cheska batim sholoshanim, that he'll keep the whole karka. I'll keep the karka, it'll be his. So that's not a problem of dover v'lechotzi dover. Dover v'lechotzi dover means it can't be mekabaleidus if the Haggadah Seidus b'shas ma'is is irrelevant. Eidim come and they say, I saw the child, the boy, the girl has one syrah. It's irrelevant, nothing. So that's not called the Kabbalah Seidus. If it's irrelevant, it's not called the Kabbalah. It may turn out to be relevant later if another pair of Eidim come and they say something else. We'll put two and two together so that you can't be Mekabaleidus if right now it's irrelevant. So that's what the Rif and the Balei HaTesis, that's the answer that they gave. It is relevant. It'll either be relevant in this direction or that direction. It's relevant for Achilas Peiris. The one is Machzik will have to pay. We'll assume he's a Ganav. And if he'll succeed in getting Eidim, if he'll succeed in bringing Edom, he'll testify that he had Achilas Peiris for a second year and a third year, then not only will we not make him pay for the geneva of the Peiris, we will award the field to him. So that's the Rif's answer with the last two lines in Tosfos. Then the Rashbam has another answer, that's a popular answer of the Balei HaTosfos, and that's what the Baal HaMor says over here. A different answer. The Rashbam has this answer. Rokal Masha Hoyechadim Lirais. The Dover Velechotzi Dover, according to the Chacham and the Rabbi Akiva, is a Chisorin in Daikonis HaEdim. Why am I looking at the boy's body, let's say a boy, a girl, whoever, why are we looking to see whether he's a Gadol or not? So, in order to know whether he's a Gadol, you have to have Shtei Sarah. So I only testify on one Sarah. I could have looked on the other part of the body to see if there's another Sira. And I didn't bother, so that's a Chisorin and Daikonis HaEdim. But if the Edim are only the neighbors the first year, then they move to a different location. Then you have different people, different neighbors the second year, different neighbors the third year. So each one was Medayik, Rokol Mashiach Chalim Liras. At that time, that's all he could see. So there's no lack of Daikonis over here. So that's not a chisorin, according to the Chacham, the Rabbi Kiva. That wouldn't constitute a chisorin and dover v'lechotzi dover. So you have, so far, what, three different explanations? So the Rif gave one explanation. Dover v'lechotzi dover tells you that shtei saris have to be mokam echad. If it's b'shnei mekaymis, it's no good. That's a doichik pshat. The pasuk dover v'lechotzi dover sounds like it's a chisorin hilchaseid, it's not a chisorin hashtei sairis. Then the other suggestion was that the bezin can only mean mekabaleidus if it has relevance on its own merit. If it's an irrelevant statement, somebody comes and he said, the sun is shining outside. So mekabaleidus, the sun is shining, what's an afkamina? Oh, if there'll be a dintaira, whether if the sun is shining or not. But right now it's irrelevant. So you're not mekabaleidus if it has no significance. So that's what the Rif's other answer is, and that's what the last two lines in Taisus, that here the two Edom who say Achilas Peiris on Shanim Rishayna will be relevant. He'll have to pay for the Geneva for the Achilas Peiris. And then the third answer was Rokol Mashi Yecholim Lirois. Then the Malchama is there in Bava Kamma. This whole Gemara appears in Bava Kamma also on Dafayin on the base. The whole 10 lines over here. So the Ramban over there has a different answer. He says, a half and a half is a whole. But if zero in zero is zero. So if you have, let's say, the boy is 13 years old, he only has one seyar. One seyar is still a katan. He's not, he's halfway there. A katan can have one seyar. That doesn't mean anything. He's not halfway to becoming a gadol. He's not at all a gadol. If the guy was eating Paris for 1 year, that's a shtikal raya that he is the owner of the field. Because the Morikama wasn't Moicha, he was eating Paris for 1 year. It's a bit of a raya. It's insufficient proof that it's a haschala of a proof. And then if you have Edom on the second year, so it's even better, stronger hoichocha. Not enough. But then you have Edom on the third year, so that's good. So that's if it's dover v'lechotzi dov, means if it really a chotzi dover, a half and a half is a whole, then it would be good. So Becheskes Habatim, it is a half, it is a chatzi dover. So when the other Edom come, Yimitzarf, a half and a half is a whole. But by Shtei Sairis, one Sairis is not even a chatzi dover, it's garnished, may garnished. So that's why it's nothing. That's why it's dover v'le chatzi dover. Those are the four famous shittas. And dover v'le chatzi dover, within the Chachamim, the Rabbi Akiva. Within Rabbi Akiva, Akiva understands dover v'le chatzi dover. Even the Cheskes Abatim is not acceptable. Yeah. Why is it in Bava Kamma, Adafayin? Because the Mishnah there has two witnesses testify that Gonav, and two witnesses testify a week after Gonav. He did the Geneva on Sunday. Then two witnesses testify a week after the Geneva on that Sunday. The next Sunday he was Tavach Umochar. He sold it to someone else, or he shechted the animal. So it says, even though that's a different pair of Edom, there's a different pair of Edom. So let's say you have Edom by a wedding. So you have two Edi Kiddushin. They saw the way the Chosin gave a ring to the Kala. She's Mekudeshes. And then you have two Edi Yichud. They testify that they made the Nisuin. So you don't have to have the same Edom for Edi Kiddushin, Edi Nisuin. You can have a different pair of Edom. So that's a question. That's L'choladeus. That's L'choladeus. So that's a question. Why does everybody agree? Even Rabbi Akiva agrees. That's not a problem of Dover v'lechotzi Dover. So that's what the Rishonim talk about. The four different shittas, what the Chachamim say is no good, the Dover v'lechotzi Dover, and why that case, everybody agrees. Here the Rashbam and the Tosis explain. Let's say you have six witnesses. Two witnesses say we were the neighbors the first year, and we saw you had achilas peres. Two witnesses say we were the neighbors the second year, and then you mazim some of them. So you mazim some of them. You don't give kasha zama machi zama kulam. All three together. If you mazim all six edim, the two on the first year, two on the second year, two on the third year. If you mazim all six, they're all in cahoots together. They're all trying to be mafsid the field from the Murakama and give it to the guy who was mafsid. The whole thing is a lie. The whole thing is a babamaisa. It's not true. So you need achi azamu kulam. You don't give a punishment of kashi azamu unless they were all huzmu. That's the din. Edom nasim zemim achi azamu kulam. The hey made a sachas lazam. That's what the Mishnah says. The sholosh edoyas, the three different edoyas, there's a din, two Edom, if two witnesses come to testify, they can't be brothers. But Rabbi Yehi can have, let's say, the first pair of witnesses, one of them was Reuben, the second pair of witnesses, one of them is Shimon, a brother of Reuben. Third pair of two witnesses, one of them is Levi. All three, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, are all brothers. But they're not mitzvah from Yachad, the two Edom are made on the first year, two Edom are made on the second year. They're made on different things, so that's not a problem. But nonetheless, in order to give Hashem, you need Achia Zomukum, you have to be Mazim, all of them. So, Benegeta Hazama, Hey, made a Sachas La Hazama. For purposes of paying Hashem, you have to be Mazim, all of them. But you don't say that that if one of them is a brother, the other one, he's a brother, the other one, that it's a problem. No, each cut is a separate cut. Yeah, what does the Gemara say now? Amar Rav Yehuda, Echadai Ma'achol Achitim, Echadai Ma'achol Asorim. The two witnesses say, we were there for 3 years, and he was eating the Achilles, everything is normal, but they disagree about the detail. One of them says he planted Chitim all the 3 years. One of them says he planted Sarim all the 3 years. So that's a Hakrosha. So that we already discussed. A Hakrosha in Bedikas passes the Eidim for Dinim Nefashas. Dinim Nefashas, you have to have a Hein Emes Nochan Adover. Nochan Adover, Nochan means if you have Hakrosha, if the Eidim say, let's say, the Bez Nasty Adam, he was planting and harvesting for 3 years. What did he harvest? So the guy says, I don't know. It looked like grain. I'm not sure. I'm not a nosy body. I didn't go into his backyard. He was harvesting whatever it was. It was grain, some kind of grain. I don't know whether it's chitim or sor. So if the Adam and Dinah Fosha say, I don't know, that's not a problem. But if there's a hakosha in Bedikas, one says he was harvesting wheat and one says he was harvesting barley. So that indeed in the fashas hakosh and bedikas is you throw out the eidim, but in mamonas hakosh and bedikas is okay. We had that when we were learning the gemara earlier in the perek. Hakosh and bedikas doesn't bother me indeed in mamonas. Again, echadam achol lechitim echadam achol asur. Harizu chazok. It's hakosh and bedikas. It's not a problem. Maskel Rab Nachman. Really, elamiyata echadam achol rishayna shlishis v'chamishis. One of them says he had Achilles Paris the first year, the third year, the fifth. Echadam Achol Shnei Revius V'Shishis. Achanami Dahabi Chazok. Is that good? Each one says, each one is an Eid Echad. That's not a Cheska Batim. A Cheska Batim is if you have 3 consecutive years. 3 consecutive years. So one of them says, yeah, he ate Paris. And he tells you which years. They're not consecutive. Then the other guy says he ate the Paris. The 3 years that the first guy said he didn't eat, he contradicts him. You're going to say also that that's a hakosh and bedikas, it doesn't bother me. So the Gemara said, how can it be? Hachanam b'davi chazoker, that's no good. Each one said it's not. He's no cheskas habatim. So the Gemara says, hachi hashta, what's the comparison? Hosam b'shata the kamasid mar, lo kamasid mar. They're talking about different years. That's hakosh and bedikas. People don't pay attention. Say, indeed, in the fashas, the Edom have to be more medayik. So if you have hakosh and bedikas, so the Gemara has a loshon, ain't there nochen, because the loshon are pasik. Here the emes nochen adova. Nochen means the fashas, it goes on the fashas. If there's hakosh and bedikas in the fashas, you throw out the Edom. But hakosh and bedikas in the mamas, you don't throw out the Edom. So if they're both made on the same 3 years, and he says, I think it was chitim, he says, I think it was zoirim, so the hakosh and bedikas doesn't bother me in mamonas. But if he says on 3 different years, and he says on 3 different years, so then you don't have edus on cheskes habatim. There's no cheskes habatim. The next Gemara is an interesting din, and maybe we'll save that for next week. So what's the plan? We're going to finish Ahu Shtora, Nun Zayin Amin Aleph. We're going to finish the Gemara, then we're going to learn a little bit about the after the Churban HaBayis. That's on Samach Omed Beis, Tana Rabbanim, from the first wide line, Tana Rabbanim, till the end of the Perek. And then there's a famous Tosfos there. Dinish and Nigzar al Atzmeinu, that's a famous Tosfos. And then after we finish that, that's easier. And after we finish that, we'll go to Amechus HaSvino. That is on what daf? That's over here. Ayin Hei Omid Bey is the last 15 lines. There are two dots, and it starts a new topic. Yitma, Svino, Rav Amma, Shmuel Amma. Then a famous Gemara is with Tosfos in there. Okay, very good. Tomorrow we should do Parsha and Mishnah. Take it easy.